The Eighth Step presents global activist, singer, teacher, and recording artist Holly Near tonight at the Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York.
It could have been me, but instead it was you. So I'll keep doing the work you were doing as if I were too. I'll be a student of life, a singer of songs, a farmer of food, and the writer of wrong. It could have been me, but instead it was you. And it may be me, dear sisters and brothers, before we are through. But if you can live for freedom, 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 if you can live for freedom, I can too.
In 1970, Holly Near was a cast member of the Broadway musical Hair. Following the Kent State University shootings in May of that same year, the entire cast staged a silent vigil in protest. The song, It Could Have Been Me, was Holly's heartfelt response to the shootings. Before and since the 1970s, Near has been consistent and outspoken in her desire for a more equitable world, her activism most often taking the form of music.
I grew up with musicians who had something to say. And in truth, if we didn't live in a country that wanted to red bait progressives, I don't think music like mine would be called political or activist music. It would be part of the expression of humanity. And there is a way of pigeonholing artists that have something to say unless they are on the more conservative right-wing side. And if it's that, they call it country, western, or religious music.
Right.
Right. But I listen to people like Nina Simone and Paul Robeson and the Weavers, and I think that right from the beginning, it was the music I was attracted to. And although as a teenager I would listen to songs that said, oh, I can't live without you, baby, baby, it was pretty much background music for me. The music that caught my attention were the artists that had a point of view.
Holly Near's performance in Albany, New York tonight marks the release of her new album.
We called the album 2018 because we looked over all the lyrics and the titles of the songs, and every single song didn't somehow sum up the whole recording. And finally I said, let's just call it 2018. And everybody in the room laughed and said, yeah, everybody will know what that means.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is such a traumatic year. There's songs on there about, do we really want to mine the moon? There's songs about domestic violence. There are funny songs. One of them is sort of a French farce spoof on coup d'etat. There's a song that is about nature, about the nature of our animal, what the spectrum is of animal possibilities. It's quite different from other animals. We can be so horrific on one side and so spectacular on the other, and we all land somewhere on that curve.
Nature is a reminder that we are animals. Life and death. Food chain, all part of the plan. But why does my animal get set on destruction? Poison a mother, level a mountain. For a promise, a nugget of gold. And anyway, I've just been thinking about it. And anyway, I've just been thinking about it. I'm like that. I think about things in the middle of the night.
In my work early on, I became exhausted by the concept of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were too many, and I would feel bad if I didn't cover them all, and how can one? Some people do Meals on Wheels, and some people do childcare, and some people challenge the center of the system and live on tops of redwood trees so they don't get cut down. I mean, there's lots of ways to do the work, and so I developed a kind of creative philosophy for myself that although the songs would be stories about different people's lives and different experiences, that somewhere in the song I would try to connect it up to the bigger picture so that we weren't chopped up into little pieces of this is a song about this issue and that's a song about that issue. So my writing has a kind of connecting thread that goes through, and I think that's been probably one of the strongest identifiers to the music that I do is that commitment to bringing it back to the center of who we all are.
Someone was brave before me. Someone was brave before me. Someone was brave before me. I walk in their path. Someone sat down in the road. Someone sat down in the road. Someone sat down in the road. I walk in their path. Someone stood up to the gun. Someone stood up to the gun.
The Eighth Step presents Holly Near at the Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York, tonight at 7:30. She'll be joined by Tammy Hall on piano and Jan Martinson on bass. Eighthstep.org for more information. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to Midday Magazine on WAMC.
Move on.